This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Hour number two of USA Prepares. You know, last week, class, I mentioned that how I got involved in radio. At the university, I was involved in radio, not as an on-air personality, but kind of a support staff at the university radio station. And, but, you know, I was terrified of being on the radio, And the reason that I'm on the radio is because I wanted to teach my outlaws, I love them dearly, some people call them in-laws, about preparedness. And they needed, in my opinion, a little nudging. I figured that if I had other people say the same kinds of things that I was saying about preparedness, that maybe they would, you know, tend to believe what they're hearing. And so in order to do that, I needed to promote the Get Prepared Expo, of which we had seven of them. They were very large. In order to do that, I needed to advertise on radio, and I had no idea how that really worked in the current environment. So I talked with a radio station, and they offered me a one-hour-a-week broadcast. They thought that the preparedness theme was such an interesting idea that I should have a radio show in order to talk about it once a week. And that was in Springfield, Missouri. And so, with my knees knocking, I had to teach myself about how to be a broadcaster. And I had to learn about advertising and promotion and for this expo. And so, I made the offer that to our class that if you have a business and you think that you would benefit, or your business would benefit from advertising on radio, the kind of radio that we have right here at USA Prepares, I would certainly love to tell you about it. Now, I'm not a salesperson. I don't get paid. No one pays me for anything. But what I can do is I can tell you some of the stories and the scenarios that I was involved in and how they worked, what worked for us, and I can give you my opinions on what might work for you. And then if you choose to follow up, I will put you in touch with Lee Wickenhauser, who is at Genesis Communications Network, and he is the guy who was involved in bringing Vincent Fennelli onto the airwaves at GCN. And he's responsible for introducing me to Ron Allen, who is also one of your instructors, and he is the voice of our introductions. He is actually, if you just heard a commercial, that was his voice. But I think one of his very best pieces of work is the USA Prepares introductions and outroductions. I think they're world class. Not because it's USA Prepares, I just think he did a magnificent job. So, who writes the text? Who do you have read and add the sound effects? We'll tell you that. And let me see if I can get Ron Allen to come back on with us one day and teach a class about radio advertising, how it works. Because he is an expert, and Lee Wickenhauser at GCN are experts. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Gwyneth, you and I were talking about projection. Would you want to teach the class about that?
Yes, that would be good. You know, there's something that every single one of us does. Okay, and this kind of does tie in with what we were talking about in hour one, because this is an example of the hidden, subtle undercurrent of how things are put together metaphysically. Okay, and psychologically and psychically. And projection is a key concept to understand, because every single one of us does it. And I coincidentally, I've actually heard a number of broadcasts over the last few days where other broadcasters have begun talking about projection, and I'm sure they had no idea what we were going to say. But, you know, that's just how the universe operates sometimes. People tend to mirror onto other people how they themselves are. So if you're a good person, your inherent assumption is that everybody around you is a good person. Okay? That is your base assumption, and that it really has to be disproven to you that actually he's not a good person. You know, and but it's going to take you quite a bit of time to realize that somebody is not a good person, that somebody is really a bad piece of work, if you yourself are a good person. And if somebody is inclined to trust people, then they will project onto other people that other people are inclined to trust people. And if, you know, if you are a trustworthy person, then you're going to assume that everybody around you is trustworthy. Now, obviously, none of that is true. You cannot assume that that is the default position of the universe in today's world. Because people, by and large, are not good people, and they're not trustworthy. They don't do what they say. And, you know, that's just how it is. You know, we talk about this topic on this show endlessly. But on the other hand, if you are an evil, wicked person, you are going to assume who lies, cheats, and steals and destroys from dawn till dusk, you are going to assume that everybody else around you is an evil, wicked person who's just out for what they can get, who lies, cheats, and steals and destroys from dawn till dusk. That is projection as well. And everybody does it. If you're a smart person, you're going to assume that everybody around you is smart. And that's not necessarily the case. If you're a dumb person, if you're a person of low IQ, then you're going to assume that everybody around you is not got a high IQ. And that, you know, that there's no way that anyone could ever do anything three or four chess moves in advance, because you obviously don't do, you know, I'm talking about the generic person of low intelligence out there, doesn't operate two and three and four chess moves in advance. They just don't. They think what they're going to do in the next 5 minutes. They don't think what's down the track. They don't even really think about tomorrow. But this is it. If you can understand this and be aware of this, and that you yourself do this, everybody does this, then instantly you will, your eyes will be open to the whole world, and you'll think, hang on, you have an awareness of your own behavior, and you have an awareness of the behavior of everybody around you, and that none of them are operating on the reality of things. They're operating on a bunch of assumptions. And that bunch of assumptions is that everybody around them is exactly like they are, whether they're good people or bad people. And that's how they treat other people. It's not like do unto others as you would have them to do unto you. It's that they're operating on the rule of that they treat other people exactly how that, you know, other people are probably going to treat them, which is not quite the same thing. So this is it. But once you realize this of projection, and that, you know, that if you're a good person, that you're assuming that everybody else around you is going to be a good person who actually does what they say, who's trustworthy and honorable, If you, and you need to stop doing that because it's not true. But at the same time, you need to maintain your own integrity and your own honour. You need to be a good person, but you need to not assume that everybody else around you is going to be good people, because it's not true. People are not good, and people are especially not good in the modern world, and they're getting worse. You know, this is it. And if you can do that, you're immediately ahead of the eight ball. You're immediately ahead of the game, because most people are not thinking like that. Most people are not making that assumption. And there's another psychological trait which ties into this. And I've mentioned it on the show before. Mike Marr has mentioned this on the show, and I think you, Vincent, has mentioned what I'm about to say, but I'd like your comment after this. And that is, and another fellow who talks about this online quite a bit is Jordan Peterson, Dr. Jordan Peterson. And he's been talking about this particular topic that I'm about to mention for decades. And that is, Jordan Peterson calls it the inner monster, okay? That I, you know, every one of us has to be aware that there is, on the inside of them, a very, very bad person. A very bad person. And they, if you think that you're not a bad person on the inside, you're kidding yourself, okay? Because if you think that you could never be a guard in a concentration camp, or that you could never fold and just do whatever a despotic regime says, simply because, you know, everybody else is doing it, you're kidding yourself. And I'm looking at that every time that I go out of my front gate. I go to the, usually I just go to the town down the road with the little country town supermarket and hardware store. And I see 9 out of 10 people just doing whatever a bunch of satanic despots in Melbourne tell them to. They're not good people. If they were good people, they would refuse to go along with it. But they don't realize that they're bad people. They really don't. And you can't tell them because they will deny it. But you wear a mask today, okay? And tomorrow, if the police come along or the government or the guy on the radio or the girl on the radio comes along and says, oh, yeah, well, we're going to be doing a roundup and we want you to dob in your neighbour who has not had a vaccination, then that same 9 out of 10 people who's wearing a face mask today will send their neighbour off to a concentration camp tomorrow. And that is a well-known psychological fact. That's not a good person. That's a very evil person. And the sooner we realise it, the sooner we get out of the hole that we have all dug ourselves into. And when we come back from the break, I would like to discuss how we can deal psychologically with the fact that every one of us has got a monster living in our hearts.
All right, we'll be right back with Gwyneth Isaacs.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535, 802-341-4535, 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So if you want to contact me, if you want to discuss your business, and maybe I can give you some advice and counsel. There's no charge for that. It's just you're in class and I'm an instructor. I'd be glad to help you. And that contact number is, well, the email is usaprepares@outlook.com. 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 Now, tomorrow Kathy's going to be with us. We'll be talking about tips from my book that's being written with Gwyneth. I should say our book, tips from our book, and also Friday, Greg will be with us, hour one. Hour two, instructors are invited to call in and share on Christmas Eve what their thoughts are about USA Prepares. What does it mean to them? Have they benefited from it? Has there been a disbenefit to being with USA Prepares? What is it like? And they'll share with you their personal stories. And I have a personal story that I will share with you that I think will surprise you. As a matter of fact, I know it will surprise you. I've never said it before on the air. So that will be Friday, hour number two. So class, if you're an instructor and you'd like to call in, and this is just for instructors on Friday, hour number two, and it's because it's Christmas Eve, and it's so you can get to know a little bit more about your instructors. And that number is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. That is the same exact telephone number that a student would use to call in when we are on the air. So 866-582-9933, that's the number for Friday, hour number two. We're not taking calls today. We have more than we can cover without calls. So, Gwyneth, you had mentioned dealing with the facts, the monster within. Please continue.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you have to, and Jordan Peterson says it like this. He says, just imagine, you know, what circumstance it would take for you to go out and really do damage to somebody. Okay? And just imagine, well, if for instance, you had your little child with you, and there was somebody who was intent on taking that child away and was going to really do damage to that little child, what would you do? Okay? And if you stand there and cry about it and don't try and, you know, don't try and stop that guy from taking that, or that woman from taking that child away, then you've just destroyed your child. Does that make you a good person or a bad person? Okay? But if you really, if you really try and physically stop that person from taking your child away and pull out all the stops and do not allow that person to harm your child, you are going to probably do something violent to that person who's trying to rob you from your child. Okay? And that person that's trying to steal your child off you is probably going to get a monster unleashed on them. But at the end of it, you'll still have your child. If they do succeed in taking your child away, and you know that they're really bad people, and you can assume that they're bad people if they do something like that. And if you go and somehow get your child back, you're probably going to have to do something that normal society would not regard with, you know, that you would probably have to do something to get that child back. I'm just not going to say any more there. Does that make you a good person or a bad person? Does that make sense, Vincent?
I have a comment about this, and I've already talked about this, how it impacted my life when I was a teenager. And flesh that out. I'll flesh that out for just a minute when we come back, how my dad and I were in a terrible situation and it looked like we were going to get really beat up. Not that we did anything. We just were in the wrong place at the right time. My car broke down in the wrong place. I'll tell you what happened.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Dr. Anthony Fauci on MSNBC Tuesday agreed the Biden administration is behind the curve with the coronavirus test kits. 500,000 new test kits have now been ordered and will be available sometime in January. 26-year-old Raul Aguilera Medeiros, a truck driver who killed four people on I-70 back in 2019, was sentenced last week to 110 years in prison. The driver was doing 85 in a 45-mile-per-hour zone. The chain reaction crash and fire involved 28 vehicles.
All you hear is this big, huge boom, and then the big black smoke just kind of went off all over.
An unnamed witness on NBC News. Judge A. Bruce Jones says his hands were tied by a Colorado law that requires him to sentence the truck driver to back-to-back prison terms. The lawyer for the truck driver, James Colgan, has vowed to appeal Colorado Governor Jared Polis as the petition for his release hit 4.5 million signatures. USA Radio News.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Former White House trade advisor Dr. Peter Navarro on Newsmax last night says a lack of confidence in the economy and the Biden-inflicted wound of rising energy prices is raising the misery index for Americans.
Well, let me again get in the time machine and take you back to 1980 when Reagan was running against Carter, and they had this thing called the misery index, Mercy. It was a combination of the unemployment rate, bad, plus the inflation rate, bad, and it was over 20%. In the Reagan years. Now, right now, if you accurately calculate the statistics, we're probably over 20% in Biden world. Yes, the headline is 4.2% unemployment rate, which sounds pretty good, even though Trump had it down to 3.5. But when you count in all of the discouraged workers, all the people who are over 50 who prematurely retired because of Biden and the pandemic, and when you count out the people in part-time jobs that should be in full-time jobs, that's close to 9% unemployment rate. For inflation, you're going to see that approach 10% probably in the next readout. So the misery index already is at 20%. That's Joe Biden's America. That's the 1970s. And as the sign says, and you can see it, high food prices eat up our wages. Guess what? Wages are continuing to creep up a little bit in what we call nominal terms. But when you adjust them for inflation, real wages are going down.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot? Take my.
When you go to the
for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So I was a teenager and I was driving my car, and the engine had a breakdown, and I was able to get to a phone and call my dad. This is a long time ago. We're talking like 1970. And I called my dad, and he brought some tools over, and I told him where it was. This is before cell phones, of course. And so he had some wrenches in his back pocket, and we were under the hood of the car, and this gang was coming toward us. And it looked like we were going to really get hurt because you could tell by their body language and by, you know, the things that they were saying that they were intent on attacking us. So my dad took out two wrenches from his back pocket, the two biggest ones he had. He kept the biggest one. He gave me the second largest. And as these guys got closer, he looked, we were under the hood looking at these guys coming. He said, okay, this is going to be bad. We're going to get hurt. But within earshot of these guys, he pointed to the smallest of the gang. And he said, we're going to get hurt, but we're going to kill him. Now, this came from my dad, who was a school principal. You know, his life involved helping people. That's what he did. But when he, you know, his son was going to be attacked, he pulled out all the stops. And his World War II training as a first sergeant came into play. And that wasn't all that long, you know, ago for at that time for us. And he pointed to this the smallest guy, and he said, we're gonna kill him. And the fear that that statement made, and he didn't yell, yeah, we're going to kill him. He just said it very quietly to me, but made sure that they heard it. And he made sure that they saw him point to the smallest guy there. And they knew that when they went home, they were going to have to explain to mom and dad why the little brother got killed. And they backed off right then and there. They just stopped and turned around. So when you're talking about that monster within, Gwyneth, is that the monster that was unleashed?
Yes, absolutely. And unless you, you know, 99% of the time that monster lives in a cage on the inside of you. But you're aware that it's there, and when you need it, it's there. It's there for you, and it could save your life because it's not anything that's separate from you. It's a part of your nature. And all of us have that as a part of our nature. And either you learn to, either you acknowledge that monster, acknowledge that it's there, and learn and train it and learn how to control it and learn how to unleash it in an appropriate manner, in a proper manner, okay? Or it's going to end up devouring you on that day when somebody comes along and robs you and or takes your kid away or, you know, does something unmentionable to you or to a family member or whatever. And you, that monster will turn on you and attack your conscience. And you will feel so guilty that you'll just about be destroyed by it. You know, because it's a part of your nature and it has a purpose, and its purpose is that's the part of you that survives. That's the part of you that if you are in a life and death situation that is able to unleash for the purpose of saving your own skin and the skins of those people around you that you love and that you are dedicated to and that you are devoted to. And, you know, that's the part of you that's not a good person. But there is a time and there is a place for you to be unleashing it. And a classic example is the shopping center in Texas at Barton Springs Shopping Center. They had a smash and grab raid on a jewelry store, and the shopping center management responded. This has just happened in this last week. Okay, the shopping center management responded to the smash-and-grab gang attacking a jewelry store and stealing millions of dollars worth of diamonds from this high-end mall by locking every door in the mall. They all just slammed shut. And the bandits were in the shopping center in the mall. And, you know, several thousand people were in the mall hiding behind racks of clothes and you know, shelves and, you know, service counters and all the rest of it, with these bandits, armed bandits, running all over the mall trying to get out and probably accosting and robbing anyone that they found out and about who was not hiding. But the thing is that there were how many thousand shoppers in Texas in this mall, and there couldn't have been more than half a dozen smash and grabbers. And these half a dozen smash and grabbers were able to intimidate a whole mall full of regular people into hiding from them. Whereas if even a few of them had gotten together and said, listen, we've got to do something about these guys. You know, they're locked in here with us. And if we don't do something, they could start killing people. And when I heard about this on the radio, that, you know, people were coming on the radio and they were saying, oh, we were cowering behind the service clerk's desk. And, oh, my gosh, I'm so glad that he didn't get me, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, this is your average Texan? This is a person who is, you know, forgotten everything that their ancestors were. And I was absolutely gobsmacked. And I'm saying, well, it's just a pity that somebody like Alex Jones, who happens to live in the neighborhood, wasn't there at the time, because I think that if somebody like Alex Jones was there, or if an old-fashioned Texan was there, or if you were there in the mall, Vincent, with these smash-and-grabbers who were locked in the shopping mall with you, you know, I don't have to ask you what you might have done about the situation, but I don't think you would have been cowering behind a service desk hoping that the bad guys didn't see you. And I know that I certainly wouldn't have been. You know, I would have been figuring out some way that I was going to take these guys and... I just wouldn't have put up with it. And I was,
you know what might have? What might have?
These are Texans. These are Texans.
What might have?
Out there. They have the most amazing reputation on earth. And where's all the concealed carry guys? You know, there should have been statistically maybe at least 10 guys with concealed carries, maybe a few open carry guys in that mall. Were they carrying behind service counters? Well, these half a dozen smash and grabbers were running around the mall, intimidating everyone and trying to find a way out. Well, you know, what would you like to say about that, Vincent?
Well, I'm going to say this carefully, but someone in a position like that should be thinking about who is second, who is third, and who is fourth in line to be on the receiving end of
some karma.
Of some karma, yeah. We already know who the first one is, okay? So the debate is who's second, third, and fourth. And that can take maybe 2 seconds to figure that out. And you happen to mention my dear friend Mike Ma. And Mike Ma was in a situation sort of like that. And he was in a convenience store, and it looked like someone was going to get shot. because it was a robbery. And the convenience store guy said, I'm paraphrasing, this was many years ago that Mike told me this, the convenience store said, don't look at me, look at him. I don't have any money, go away. Look at him. And Mike was thinking about who's first and who's second. And then he's also thinking about who's in the car, the getaway car, and what they're going to do. And so the way I remember it, Mike had to discharge. And he shot the guy. And then he ran outside and made sure that the guy's friends weren't going to come in and, you know, after they heard the shot and gang up on Mike. So Mike went after them. So it was not a good situation. I mean, Mike didn't go there hoping to be involved in a shootout that night, but or that day. But that's what happened. And so, you know, you need to be prepared for something like that. You just want to put your hands up and say, listen, I got a nice watch. You can take that too, my wallet, and it'd be really nice if you left my driver's license. But you know, you think they're going to do that? And then they know where you live. So, why do guys carry wallets anyway? I don't carry a wallet. I don't wear a watch. I don't wear any jewelry. You know, and unless you know, consider a 45 jewelry. But you do need to be prepared. You also need to be prepared to be arrested. So if you're involved in a shootout, you're going to be arrested. And you need to make sure when the cops come that you tell them that you are the victim. And if you end up calling 911 after the shooting, you know, you need to say, you know, when you show up, I'm the guy in the red shirt. I am the victim. Don't shoot me. Okay? Because you're going to be surrounded by cops, and they're going to have guns drawn, and you're going to be arrested. So keep that all in mind. So if you can avoid it, that's the thing to do, and that's what I want to do. You're not going to see me in a mall. You're not going to see me at McDonald's. You're not going to see me in a crowded place. I was invited to be a speaker, a featured speaker, at a gala event and dinner, and I turned it down. I don't want to do it. I don't want to. Who knows? Imagine what would happen if they said, we're going to have Vin Finelli. He's going to be speaking.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Just a couple very quick comments, class. In case you're interested in calling me or contacting me, I will not be able to answer the phone. I am really tied up today, actually for a couple days, so I will not be able to talk on the phone during daylight hours. If you need to call me, you can certainly do that in the evening. After I'm done with the farm chores. One other thing, I got an email from an instructor, and it said, I talked to my friend, and she has a friend. So your instructor talked to a friend. She has a friend with a 10-year-old, and the 10-year-old niece got the experimental vaccine and was smiling after the vaccine. Everything was good. A week later, she got sick. A week later, she cannot move in her bed. And now the question is, will this 10-year-old survive this? There's plenty of anecdotal evidence that you need to research and make your own decisions about the experiment that's being done worldwide as a result of governments getting together with corporations, getting together with bioweapons, which are against the Geneva Convention. And by the way, the guy in the White House, he spent 50 years of his life in government, roughly 50 years, training to be, you know, the big guy in the big chair. I just want you to know that he spent 8 years as vice president. 8 years as vice president, right? And so if you think that this happened, the involvement with the U.S. military and the Wuhan lab didn't happen before his watch, that's not true. It's not true. So if you think that he's doing a really good job and he's responding to, you know, this tragedy called COVID-19, the bioweapon, it was during his watch because he's been watching for 50 years. Or so. Gwen, you mentioned to me something about a playbook, something about Australia and a playbook. Did you want to talk about that?
Yeah, they are definitely, they've got a pre-organized plan for the coronavirus. They had it figured out a long, long time ago is exactly what they were going to do. And they assume that you are a sheep. They assume that I'm a sheep. They assume that everybody are all sheep and that we're all going to do exactly what we're told. And we need to be aware of this fact, and we need to... Now, Event 201 happened, and that was their playbook. That was what they were going to implement. They implemented it here in Australia, first of all, and they're now implementing it in Canada and the US and the UK and everywhere else. And they want you to think that, you know, that you have no choice. They want to herd you into a certain mode of behavior, but you still have the right to say, no, I'm not going to do this. Okay? But if you are going to do that, then you need to be able to support yourself. And this is where we all go back to, you know, the beginning of the circle. We need to live off-grid. We need to raise our own food. We need to have our own water supply. Because otherwise you are a trapped, imprisoned slave. And you have to go along with their playbook, or you are going to be homeless, and you are going to have to deal with that set of circumstances. This is it. And you're going to, especially if you've got a family to look after, you've really got to really take account of how everything is going down. These guys don't have to win, okay? But they can only not win if you are producing your own food, your own water, and your own energy. And I mean, for crying out loud, how do I have to stand on a rooftop and say this, that, you know, they have been telling you for years to get solar panels and to put in a vegetable garden. You know, the Australian ABC, okay, spends hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, maybe a few million dollars a year on gardening shows, telling this Australian government funding, telling people to put in vegetable patches and how to keep chickens. Did you know that, Vincent? Garden shows.
No.
Organic gardening.
Oh, yeah.
They have full-on television shows, half-hour TV shows once a week, telling people how to put in a vegetable garden and have a chicken pen every week. And then they've got Landline, which teaches people how to farm, you know. And they do that so that when people turn around and say, you know, oh, but, yeah, but, then they can say, well, you know, we did tell you. We told you to put solar panels in.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.